Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina, who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here someone. Okay, she has a double degree major, finishing up her last term in DLSU, and she's a TikToker. You've probably seen her in your For You page. I have here Kyla Javier. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon. I'm super happy that you actually had time to do this. But before I proceed to asking questions, can you tell me more about what you're taking up in college right now?
Okay, so right now, I'm finishing up my last term. I'm studying in DLSU, but I've been in school for almost 6 years, but that's because I'm taking 2 degrees. So my first course is International Studies, European Studies, and Marketing. So yeah.
Oh, 6 years.
So right now, I'm finishing up my marketing thesis. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From it's what about 5.5 years.
Yeah. That's what I heard about it now. If you're having 2 degrees, most probably like 5 years. Okay. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about being an influencer, basically what you do most of the time in social media, especially right now in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So my first question for you, how did it, like, come along? Like, how did being an influencer start for you?
How did it start? Well, obviously, I got it from TikTok. I gained my following from TikTok. But then when I started TikTok, that wasn't my intention to be an influencer. I'm pretty sure that's how everyone started doing on TikTok. They downloaded the app as a joke. And then they would just start watching secretly. Because before quarantine, parang TikTok was like a taboo and cringe to some other people. But then me naman, I wasn't ashamed of having TikTok. Like what I said, how I started was I just started watching other people's videos. And then I actually only started making fashion videos last August. But I've been on TikTok since like 2019, actually.
Oh, okay. So parang you're not new to this pala. But okay, so
yeah,
being an influencer, there's honestly like a lot of responsibilities that you have to come along. What do you think yung pinaka biggest advantage on being an influencer for you?
I don't see myself as a super big influencer, but I think the biggest advantage that I experience is that my platform's really big. So whenever I want to say something, it gets heard, or I get to spread the message right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Was there ever a time that you like had to say something, you had to say your opinion, tapos, you know, lumaki siya?
This was the first, I don't know if you've seen that video, but yeah, I have actually done this on TikTok. When I was getting hate, from these comments, and then I replied to those comments saying that it's wrong, and then pala it just blew up a bit, but I'm not sure if you've seen that. It's the one about someone calling me an igorot and I look like a yaya daw on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen that? It was last year pa though.
Yeah, parang nga, that was, I could remember that was the thing. Wow, okay. Parang that was, instead of addressing the issue, parang it made it worse pa, diba? But how do you deal with these bashers? Do you like PM them? Do you talk to them privately? Or like in your mind, parang, ay, bahala na yan?
Most of the time, it's yun, bahala na yun. Because, yeah, most of the time, they're targeting me directly. But then that time when they were calling me Igorot or Yaya, it's not just me who's affected. It's like the Igorot people are being affected also, or the image of Yayas. So that was the only time I publicly addressed it. But other those other times naman when they comment on my body or how I look physically, I don't really mind it because I know naman I'm not that. I know who I am and I'm confident naman about myself. So I don't really mind those things.
Yeah.
That only that one time I address.
Yeah, and yeah, it affecting not only you but the mga igorots and the yayas as well. So yeah, I think it's really nice that you address that. How do you like know your priorities? Kasi I know you have college, double degree pa, tapos you're a TikToker, and I know you do a lot also, you get sponsored and all that. How do you manage or like balance all these priorities you have?
Oh my God. Honestly, I'm having a hard time with that right now. But then a lot of people think being a double degree major is hard, but it's actually not. You don't take both courses at the same time. You take them one after the other. That's why you take longer in school. So right now, I'm on my last term, so I'm only doing thesis and OJT. So on some days, I literally don't do anything for school. So those are the days na I take advantage of and make TikToks or do sponsored videos and stuff like that. But to be organized, I usually just have a planner and then I write down a to-do list for the week or for the day, like things I need to achieve by the end of the week. I usually list them down.
Okay. Do you have a calendar, like, oh, for this day, for Monday I'm gonna post this kind of video, for Friday I'm gonna post this kind of video? Do you have that?
Yeah, I have that in my planner. If I have to do sponsored things, they usually give out dates, like posting dates. So I write it on that calendar, like, okay, this is for this post, and then tomorrow I have to do this one. So that's what I usually do.
Yeah, okay, that's great. With that, balancing all these stuff, how do you take care of yourself mentally and also physically, Naren? How do you make sure you're mentally healthy despite, you know, ang daming negativity around, especially in social media?
Usually I just take a break. Like, for example, today I didn't do anything for TikTok, or I didn't film anything for TikTok because sometimes I feel the pressure that I always have to post every day.
Sure.
But then sometimes I'm really so tired or I have to do something else, then I'll just be like, you know what, it's okay if I don't do anything today. I just remind myself that I don't have to be active all the time.
Right. That is really important. Can I just ask you, so you started 2019, right?
Yes, mga late 2019 though. I think I downloaded it like November.
Did you ever think you'd be like, you know, this big, like you're gonna be like everywhere, you have a following? Did you like when you were what, like 3 years ago, did you ever think that you'd be here right now?
No, I didn't. A lot of my friends are actually surprised. They'll be like, oh, Kyla, I never pegged you to be an influencer and stuff like that. Until now, I still get surprised at some of the brands that approach me. It's super, super overwhelming. But of course, I'm super thankful for everything that's happened because of TikTok, especially now.
Yeah. I have a question. What does your family think about this? Do they support you naman? Or parang, ay, tama na yan, social media, ganon?
Honestly, I think my dad, he doesn't fully understand what I'm doing. I think he thinks what I'm doing is like kalokohan. But then my mom, she fully supports me. If I have to take pictures and stuff, she'll take me because I don't drive. So last week, we went to my Lola's house because it's nice there. So she drove me to do that because I explained to her what I need to do. And then my siblings naman, I have two younger brothers and a sister. I'm the eldest. So they just joke about it also, but they don't really care. But yeah, I think it's my dad talaga who like doesn't understand it at all.
Yeah. There's like two different sides to it pala. So TikTok, social media, ang dami eh. You're like millennial, Gen Z, and you know, this technology really affected us, this new platform really affected us. How do you think social media affected your life?
How it affected my life? honestly, I would tell people I really like TikTok, but sometimes it's super, it's not good for me also. Sometimes I think na, you know what, if someone hacks my TikTok and it gets deleted, I think I would be happy because what I mentioned earlier, sometimes a lot of pressure is put on me to post every day. But then at the same time, I'm super thankful for everything that TikTok has given to me. So how it's affected me, it's like half-half, because right now I have passive income because of TikTok, which I'm thankful for. But at the same time, like, the negative side of social media sometimes affects me. Like what I said earlier, sometimes the hate doesn't get to me, but if it's a lot, then it will get to me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, social media has a lot of disadvantages in the month. So that's the general. But do you have, like, any cons on being, you know, an influencer? Ano yung mga disadvantages for you? Since you mentioned some advantages kanina. Yung disadvantages naman.
I think the fact that everyone is always watching what you do or what you say. And sometimes, kasi, like, my humor is super dry, or some people don't know that I'm very NR or sarcastic. So, yun. I had this problem before on my second account on TikTok. I made this TikTok to express myself more because my main account was more for business now. So, when I would post TikToks about, like, dark humor or sarcastic stuff, people wouldn't think it was a joke. So it's so hard to fully be yourself online when there are a lot of judges. It's just that I don't really care what people say. But then there's this one TikTok talaga, like, so many people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're like that. It was so dumb. I remember it was a TikTok about being a clingy girlfriend. And it was just a joke. It was a trend. But then I don't think everyone knew about it. So everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's so toxic. Oh my gosh, imagine being that clingy. But it was such a joke. And then I to just end it, I just deleted the video na lang because I was getting frustrated that people didn't get the joke. So I hated that.
Yeah. Actually, even if I'm not an influencer like that, you can really see it that people are so judgmental. Like, you don't even know them, like, personally, or you haven't even met them, but they're already judging you. It is just really toxic na. It's just so sad that people actually think like that. Diba? I'm sure you did a lot of like that. Yeah.
And the fact that I feel like there are so much haters on TikTok. More on TikTok compared to Instagram and whatever, because it's so much easier to make fake accounts and comment. Whereas on Instagram, you don't see dummy accounts comment on influencers, unless you're like a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Before I ask you anything, before I forget, you started 2019. Did you gain a lot of followers kagad? Or, you know, the process was slow, you just made a lot of videos, and then you gained over time? Was it fast, the gaining of followers for you?
For me, when I started, I was just posting random content. But then there was this one TikTok that blew up. I already thought that blew up at the time. It had like 8,000 views. The next day I posted it, I was super like, oh my gosh, I'm so famous. It was just this TikTok of me and my boyfriend. And then I just, from there, I started making like memes lang. TikTok memes with my boyfriend, and then it converted to dancing at one point, and then I started seeing other fashion TikTokers from other countries like the States or Europe, and then I started getting interested in what they posted, and then I was just like, you know what, I'm not even good at dancing, this is not what I like to do. So that's when I started mga August making my content strictly like fashion stuff. And then that's when I started gaining followers consistently, because when I was doing the random stuff, I wasn't putting out consistent content. So it was just like here and there. But then once I started now with my main thing, it just started going up from that time.
Right. Did the pandemic play a big role to that? Like, did you just, you uploaded consistently August? Did it just start because of the pandemic? Or if walang pandemic, you wouldn't, you know, continue pursuing TikTok?
Yeah, I feel, of course, that played a big part because at one point, we were all just stuck at home when we didn't have school anymore for like 2 or 3 months. Okay. So everyone was just on TikTok. So yeah, I feel everything happened for a reason, like the pandemic. Also, my situation with school now, I'm not super heavy. So yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Because of the time.
Mm-hmm. Right. With that, do you see yourself to go in the next 5 to 10 years still doing this?
The Filipina Journey is partnering up with Pedaliver. Pedaliver is a delivery app, but the unique thing about this and what I love about this is that this is eco-friendly since the riders will only be using bikes. So that's no carbon emission unlike motors. And they also have the lowest rates. So, what are you waiting for? Download the Pedaliver app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play. But, eto na. This is the exciting part. Eto na to, guys. You can get a discount. You can get a discount by entering the code Filipina, that's all caps, to get 15 pesos off. Grabe. Again, that's Filipina, all caps. So, you can only use that when you download it on the App Store or the Google Play. So, download it. And like them on Facebook, follow them on Instagram to get updated whenever they post something. Diba? You're helping the bikers and at the same time, you're saving the environment. So, download the Pedaliver app available on the App Store and Google Play.
Still doing TikTok? I'm not sure, actually. I never thought of that in like 5 years. Maybe in 2 years, I feel like I'll still be doing this. But I don't know when I start working now. Because like what I said, this is my last term. So I'm going to work eventually. Maybe by the end of this year, I'll start. So I'm not sure talaga what I'll do. Hopefully, I'll get to develop though. And not stick to TikTok, but actually, I'm really not sure.
Yeah. So that's fine if you're not sure. You know, it's a process naman, and you know, you'll find your way naman as the time go by. As an influencer, siguro, what do you think is the most important characteristic you should have?
As an influencer, I feel like you should always be knowledgeable of things because like what I said earlier, you have such a big platform and you should use it you should use it for good. So it's always nice to share about worldly issues and stuff like that. I'm trying to get into that more because you know, like what I said, I have a bigger platform now and I didn't realize how much people listen to me until now. It's just hitting me.
I want to connect it. Di ba, you just said you have a big platform and all that. May mga limits ba na you have in mind? Like, oh, I should, you know, check this before I post it. Baka hindi to pwede. Oh, I can't post this because, you know, I might get hate. Do you have that in mind? Do you ever think of that?
For my main account, no naman. I don't really think about, oh, I won't post this because I might get hate. I think of that more on my second account. Because like what I said, I just post whatever there. But then that's really not a big issue for me. But then no, I don't usually. Because when I plan TikToks, I usually put a lot of thought into it. So by the time I post it, or like when I'm supposed to post it na, I'm super sure of what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's great. Also,
yeah, like there are no second thoughts.
Yeah. Also, since you're on TikTok, a lot of people are on TikTok now and getting famous. Did you make friends over time? Even during the pandemic, did you meet new friends through TikTok?
Yeah, actually, I haven't made a lot of friends compared to other people because I'm super introverted. And when other people, before when I started gaining followers, a bunch of people or mutuals would comment on my stuff, and then my initial reaction would be like, oh my gosh, it's so weird. Yeah. That's what's my initial, or like, I'd be super weirded out because I wouldn't do that to other people. But then I realized that they're just being nice, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So that's when I started doing that also recently. But last year, talaga, I don't think I gained friends because people, I was super close-minded about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also right now, it's just, you know, it's also half and half, that yes, there's this platform, you get to meet a lot of people, but at the same time, you know, it's like, are you sure these are the people that you really want to treasure in your life, diba? Right? You really,
yeah, exactly.
Then, right. You know, we're going to an end, but before we end this, I have my last question. Do you have any advice or tips to those people, you know, who want to start making their TikTok channel and becoming an influencer? What's your mm-hmm. advice?
My advice for them is just do whatever you want. Don't be shy. Don't be discouraged, especially when you start posting and you don't get the expected views or targeted views you want to get, of course. But what I like about TikTok is literally anyone can become famous. It's not like, oh, that girl is pretty, that's why she's famous. Like, there's so many types of content on TikTok that people can do. That's why I really like it. And anyone can become viral. So you just have to be patient for your time. It will come eventually. So once that time comes, it's going to be tuloy-tuloy after that.
Yeah.
So yeah, just don't be discouraged. You just have to keep posting talaga.
Yeah, patience is the key. Mm-hmm. Yes, again, thank you so much, Kyla, for accepting this invite. But before I let you go, you have anything to say, you have anything to promote, go ahead. Your TikTok, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I actually have something to promote for this cause. Wait, I'll get it. It's for an org in the LSU. So, have you heard of Habitat, the organization?
Yeah, I actually have, because I have friends, yeah.
Okay, so there's one in the LSU. So, their project for this month is they're partnering up with OB Protein. So, each person who buys protein from OB, they will give another one to their community to promote nutrition for kids. So it's kind of like Tom's. So if you buy a bucket, they're gonna give a free one to their kids in the community.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
So yeah, that's what we're trying to promote this month.
Yeah, where can we see that?
On their website. Wait, hold on, I'll look for it. It's like OBVI. OB Philippines. Yeah, it's obvifilippines.com. And then you can use the code of the org, habitat.dlsu, when you check out.
Wow, great.
So yeah, this month they're doing that.
Yeah, wow. That's such a nice thing that they, you know, parang mm-hmm. you buy na nga, then you get to help someone pa. Yeah, that's great.
Just this program, I guess. I made a Kumu last night, if you guys want to follow me there.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Again, thank you so much for accepting this invite. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I hope to see you soon. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Super fun chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post an episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram @thefilipinajourney. You can also send a voice message through anchor.fm/isabelvc/message. You can also now like the Filipina Journey page on Facebook, and you can join the small group, the Filipina Journey. The link is also on the episode description, and that will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye!